Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong from the newsroom, stepping in for Peter Apathy, who had to go to work. And we have our guest this morning, a member of Sitka Community Hospital. It's clinic manager Patrick Williams to tell you all about some changes over at Mountainside Family Healthcare. Patrick, how are you?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. So what are patients going to be seeing at Mountainside in the coming weeks? Well, you have some updates.
We've had a lot of feedback over the past several months about our walk-in clinic. And, you know, most patients that come in ask if we can extend our hours past 5, because that's when a lot of families have availability. It's after work or after school. And we know that, you know, sickness is not only in office hour times. So we decided as a group to extend hours to 6 p.m. So now our walk-in clinic goes 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays 1 to 5. And then in the future, we'll look at extending Saturday clinic hours. But I wanted to make everyone aware that, you know, we're changing to feedback and making changes that will help the community in extending hours 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. for walk-in times.
Which might mean that folks won't have to leave work early. They could come after 5 o'clock
exactly.
to take advantage of that last hour during the week.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier for people.
And you also have two new providers who are joining the clinic. Jason Koskinen and Jeff Bentley will be joining Jackie Barnes. Mm-hmm. And what are some of the services that they'll be able to provide for patients?
We're super excited about Jeff Bentley and Jason Koskinen being on board. They're excellent providers. They live in town. They're not travelers, so they're here to stay, which is, you know, something I think that's out in the community. You know, people think that we only have travelers, and all of our primary care physicians in the clinic currently are living in Sitka. So that's something that I think we can brag on and boast on, that they're here to stay. We have almost, I think if we counted on two hands, we have 7 providers total at Mountainside. So there's a lot of slots open for primary care. So I'm really excited to see a no wait list. You can walk in if you have an acute issue and be seen by a walk-in provider, either Jeff Bentley, Jackie Barnes, or Miss Catherine Gallinera. And we also have primary care slots available, so there's not as much of a wait, you know, as you heard in the community for a long time.
Yeah, what was the wait time before, would you say?
6 weeks to 8 weeks.
And now?
We can get in within 1 week. We have our providers available very, very quickly. So that's an improvement that the hospital has made.
And in addition to primary care, you were mentioning how Dr. Koskinen offers some additional services. And perhaps Dr. Bentley, too. So what are those?
Dr. Koskinen is a DO, is a little bit different than an MD, and he can do a lot of different things. We're excited to start offering acupuncture at Mountainside, which is something Dr. Koskinen has been able to do, and then manual, like, manipulation type work. Mm-hmm. A little bit different than chiropractic. Dr. Roselle still offers his chiropractic services, and Dr. Koskinen will provide a different kind of management of that practice.
And where will these patients, because in expanding the medical providers, what space is going to be available to see patients? I know that you're building a modular unit to expand the clinic, but what about in this kind of in-between time?
It's exciting because we are growing so much that we had to move 2 providers down to our specialty clinic area in the lower level of the hospital, and that's Dr. Bacchus and Dr. Roselle. So that freed up a little bit of space in the main clinic. Not quite as much as we need. So now, you know, we have a little bit of an offset and where people are heading for our clinic. We have 2 clinics, really, you know, if you think about it in the long run.
So there's some patients will be headed down to the main building to see primary care providers and others.
We do that for their benefit so we can get them in quicker and see more. Mm-hmm. The modular unit will help with space in the current main clinic building, and we're hoping to take at least 2 to 3 what is offices now in the main clinic and turn them into exam rooms. So we're able to see more patients. We're thinking on average extra 2 to 3 patients per day per provider. So that's more access to your healthcare.
Give us an update on this modular unit. Where is it in its construction, and what's the timeline for when it would be unveiled, cut perhaps?
We have a lot going on at the hospital right now. It's, like I said, it's exciting there. Putting in the pavement as we speak, behind the main clinic, and after that, you know, we had the modular presented to our providers at our last provider meeting, and they're hoping to order that within the next month, and get it here and in place and move everyone over to it within 6 months. So a lot going on, very exciting, and it's good for our patients. So that's the main thing.
Right, and this is a prefabricated building, but it's up to certain codes it's required to meet. And I'm wondering too, with the new providers, how does that change the dynamic of the clinic? The clinic's been through a lot in the sense that the employees have been through a lot this summer. It's like a community has been under question. Its future has been under question, certainly with a potential merger from Search in the early part of the summer and the assembly seeking public input now for different management strategies for the clinic. So how is morale over there?
Well, if I could voice this to anyone in the community, you hear a lot of times, you know, the basis on success as an organization or as a person or even as a thing is persistence. And what we've seen over the summer is a lot of really strange times, I guess you could say, for the hospital, challenging times. But you didn't see, in the sense of Mountainside or the hospital, employees changing the way they function. They still are in service of the community. And just to prove that, in August for Mountainside, patient numbers were the highest they've ever been. So that proves that we're continuing to be here, we're expanding our services, and we're doing what's best for the community. So we put everything that's going on, the challenges behind us, move forward, do what's best for the patients, and that's success. And I think it's persistence. It's just moving forward, doing the same thing.
When you say highest that's ever been, do you know that figure off the top of your head?
1,078 patients came through Mountainside Clinic in August. That's quite a bit of people. And on average, that's where we're trending. So we're moving up. This month, I think we'll be near that number, maybe even greater.
So with the future of the hospital also being under the current management, the Stroudwater report is something they've been building off of. This is an outside consultant who has recommended ways to support the hospital financially into the future. One of their recommendations was to expand the clinic, which is clearly what you're doing. And I'm wondering, what are some of those other recommendations of theirs that might be putting in place at the clinic?
A lot of them have to do with cost reporting and financial background. There's a lot of things going on. My main goal was, of course, to expand the clinic and find more access for people in the community to receive care, which is excellent. It's moving forward. And there's other programs that are happening across the hospital, I think, that have been successful. But I think overall, the hospital has put the Stroudwater recommendations in place because that's what the assembly, you know, instructed us to do, and that's what we're doing as a group, and we've seen a lot of success from it.
Are there any other things that I'm curious, when a new doctor comes to Mountainside, how do you welcome them? Do you put a bouquet of flowers on their desk? Do you give them a teddy bear with a stethoscope on it? What's the process for having a new doctor come to the hospital?
It's an exciting time.
Okay.
They walk in the door, and of course we do introductions with everyone, and they get to meet everyone, and it's like a new family member there, because we're all a family, and we treat each other like family. I think it really is a great place to work, an exciting place to be in, because you impact people every day of the week. You help people. That's really how I think we've moved forward with new providers coming in. They've taken on the community and taken on our patients and added new patients on top of that. And they became a family member of Sitka community. I think that's what's different about our hospital than any other place. We're a large family and we treat our community like we would want our own relatives to be treated.
Mm. Last thing, how will this affect the other providers who are there at the clinic?
I think it's helpful for them, mainly in the fact that they can get patients in quicker. So the patient load is spread out throughout providers. So when you have more providers, you have more access to care, and you don't have one provider that, you know, doesn't have any openings. So it's spread out the patient load, and now there's more openings, even in the providers that we've had for a long time. And I think it's been excellent. Everybody's excited, and you know, everyone has their own strengths in regards to the care that they give. And we have a very, very healthy amount of differing practices, specialty providers, and I think we're doing great.
Patrick Williams, thank you so much for this update about the goings on at Mountainside Family Healthcare. And I wish you a wonderful fall, perhaps a good turnout for September too at the clinic. This is the clinic manager over at Mountainside. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.